Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and we know you have a lot of questions about retirement. That is why we're here. Eric has some fantastic ideas for your retirement. Of course, we want you to remember his phone number. It's 800-454-1184. Pretty easy to remember. It's an 800 number, 454-1184. You'll be hearing about Eric's blueprint to worryless wealth. Getting this blueprint could help you with some of your very concerns you're having about retirement. And if there's something you'd like to specifically address, reach out to us at 800-454-1184, or you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, here we are again together. Good to be with you.
Yeah, Luann, it's always good to be helping the listeners really kind of get an idea of what should you be doing today and what would be the next steps and how to really have a plan. I mean, we all spend so much time thinking about, you know, vacations or home improvement projects or other things like that, but it is amazing how few people really take a lot of time to spend on their financial plan, which ironically would help them get more home improvements done and more vacations, right? So, exactly. So hopefully we're going to fix that today.
Right. We've all been caught off guard at some point. And it makes me think of the deer in the headlight. Look, you know, when you're driving down the highway and there's that deer right out in the middle of the road and it just freezes. It doesn't know what to do. This happens in life when everything hits you at once and you kind of just have that paralyzed feeling. And I want to talk about that right now, Eric. How does analysis paralysis impact people who need to be making decisions about retirement, but they're not doing it?
Well, ironically, I guess I should throw in there that my youngest son is now the patrol leader for his deer in the headlights patrol for Boy Scouts. But so I kept asking him, are you the chief deer or are you the one who leads them to the headlights? But yeah, so a lot of people do have analysis paralysis. I mean, I've recently was working with somebody who was, we were helping them with some long-term care solutions, some options versus buying the traditional long-term care. And there's some way better options out there. And they're like, well, hold it. You know, the first numbers you gave us were this, and why are they now this? Well, let's see. You've had a birthday since then. You now told us more about your medical information. Oh, yeah, and the company had a rate change 4 months ago. We've been talking about this for almost a year. It's kind of like, well, why is my mortgage rate different? You know, I applied a year and a half ago, and you know, or something like that, right? You know, things change over time, and then people are shocked that, well, hold it. But I was looking at this, and now you've changed it? It's like, no, yeah, you need to take some action. And I don't know what it is. I mean, financial decisions always have a lot of emotional baggage kind of tied to them. So sometimes it can be very tough to make some decisions. But yeah, that analysis paralysis part can really, really, really harm you in the long run. And also, some of it's the fault of the financial industry, too. I mean, I remember when I first started in the business in the early 90s, back then, FMC, which is now United Defense, but they had a very complicated 401k. They had guaranteed investment, stock, and bond, right? Three options, right? I mean, you know, how nice and simple is that? You look at most people's 401ks now, I don't know, they probably have a low end of 20 to 30 options and maybe up to 50 or 60. It's kind of like going to the store and, you know, somebody says, give me some peanut butter and there's 50 versions of it on the shelf. Which one do you buy? That's the hard part. So yeah, having a plan is important, but definitely getting off of that analysis and just taking action. I mean, there's a great thing called imperfect action. And I love that phrase. And it's just more about if you can get 80% of the stuff done, it doesn't matter if 100% was right. As long as 80% of it got done, you know, then usually it kind of almost the momentum and stuff will get the rest done.
I love that. Imperfect action. Just do it. Just get started. Yeah. I do think some people put off planning because they're scared of what, you know, of how hard it's going to be, right? I mean, we all kind of just avoid things because of that. So, Eric, can you talk about your office and what people can expect when they come in to meet with you and your team?
Well, of course, they don't even have to come in anymore, right? Yeah. I mean, it can be virtual, it can be on the phone, so it could be a Zoom call, it could be a in person, or you know, in our office. And you know, of course, we've got all the safety protocols and all that fun stuff set up. But, you know, the biggest difference with coming in and having somebody to talk to, we're not really a therapist. You know, I often kind of almost wish I'd taken some more psychology classes for sure, especially maybe marriage and family counseling for some couples that you work with.
I bet.
You know, really the main issue is when you're sitting down with somebody and you have another set of eyes, you know, it's always better. It's just like when you lost something and somebody else walks up and goes, it's right behind you, and you feel stupid. And, you know, and it's just because sometimes you just overlook that or you didn't see that. And lots of times it's also just you don't know what you don't know. And until somebody tells you that, I mean, I'm amazed at how many people say, oh, I've got a great tax person. I've got this great tax person. And yet they're missing out on all these ways to have tax-free money building up. And their tax person's never talked to them about it. I'm like, you said you have a really good tax person. Why haven't they brought this up? And they have no answer for me. Lots of times you think you may have one set of, you know, situation, but, you know, it may be actually different. So, you know, really when people come in with us, it's more just, let's have a worry less wealth talk. Let's find out what your concerns are, what your goals are, and let's how can we make you worry less about your money? And then we follow up with actually a strategy session where we actually show you what that blueprint is that you have currently. So even though you don't think you have a plan, you do have a plan, even if the plan was no plan. So I kind of equate it for the same as if you're driving down the freeway, you are heading somewhere. It may or may not be the right direction, but you are heading somewhere. And so we will tell you which way you're headed. Not if it's right or wrong. We'll just tell you, hey, here's where you're headed. Here's the issues that you got. Here's some things you should probably fix. And then we leave it up to the client and say, okay, it's up to you. Do you want to take any action? Do you want to have us help you? Do you want to do it on your own? But you know, that's when we leave it up to you to make that decision. So it's a very low-key kind of process. And what we've been doing is we've been waiving our planning fee, which is usually $1,000 to $1,500 at least. Main reason for that is just we want to make sure people get this information. So I'd rather, you know, spend a little bit of time. And yeah, some people may not be the right fit for us and may not be a great clients for us. So that may or may not work, but at least we'll give them that information. But for a lot of people, they are people we can help. And once we have that information, once we show them that plan and we can say, hey, look, you know, here's how you can do it. Oh, you can actually retire sooner. Or at least you can say, you know, these are some changes you can make. And then you'll be able to retire a lot quicker than you thought you would have been. So there's all sorts of situations that come up. But again, if you want to take action on this and you want to set up a time, all you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message and we'll give you a call back. And we'll set up a time to talk. Again, it could be on the phone, Zoom, or in person. 800-454-1184. Again, you can call us at 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, when we retire, we're not going to have that paycheck coming in. So it's Eric's goal to help you have a worry-less wealth retirement. And, you know, retirement is a new phase of life, and we all know anything new can be terrifying. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can change up your routine to get you ready for retirement. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. You know, Eric has done this for over 30 years now. And when I say done this, I mean helping people retire. In 2020, Eric, more than half of all Americans were covered by some type of life insurance. So a good number of people see life insurance as a really useful tool to protect their families and their loved ones. But what I want to address today, Eric, is not really do I need life insurance, but rather, do I need life insurance for my retirement?
Yeah, well, life insurance has been always kind of boiled down to two things. Do you owe someone and do you love someone?
Oh,
and wow. So lots of times when you're, you know, starting out, you owe a bunch on a mortgage, right? So you want to have enough to cover that mortgage in case you're gone and for the rest of your family. Maybe your mortgage is paid down a lot more. The kids are grown. So, yeah, it's less dependent on you being around. So that's when people start going, do I still need it? You know, what should I be doing? Well, there is some big changes that happen when somebody passes away during retirement. I mean, if you're a married couple and, you know, one of you passes away, you not only lose that smaller of the two Social Security checks, you also flip from being married to single filing on the income taxes. And so I had one client that literally, after his wife died, he lost some of her income, some other stuff. So he made $20,000 less.
Oof.
But his tax bill was actually $20 more.
Oh,
so it was
no.
almost, his tax bill was almost no different. You know, it was almost a, you know, dead even, break even type of thing on the taxes. But he made $20,000 less.
Oh,
it's like,
no.
Well, hold it. How can you make so much less and have the same tax bill? Well,
right.
Again, you're no longer married. Now you're single filing. So all those brackets go up way faster. So, you know, that's where sometimes the life insurance can kick in. The other thing, too, is a lot of the modern policies now, finally in California, it took them a long time, have long-term care benefits. So life insurance may not actually be about you dying. It might be more about you, you know, needing care and how to pay for it and not using up all those dollars that your surviving spouse may need for their retirement after you're gone. So it can be a very useful tool for retirement now.
Yeah, I love that life insurance policies can be used for long-term care benefits. So to figure that out, if that's something maybe you might want to use in retirement, what would be some key questions we should ask ourselves?
Well, like I said, of course, you know, how much do you owe, right? So
yeah,
if you've got a lot of debt, a lot of people nowadays, especially with the tax law being so favorable and when we had interest rates so low, you know, it didn't make sense to pay off that 2.5% or 3% mortgage. Now, if you got a newer one, it may really make sense to pay it off. So that's one of those things. If you owe a lot, you might need to have that life insurance keeps going just because of one person passes away and you lose that Social Security check. Can the remaining income for the surviving spouse still pay for that mortgage? And often may not be the case. But then also, you know, in terms of just wealth transfer, I mean, the worst tool in the world is IRAs and 401ks to leave behind, because, you know, if you leave that to the next generation, your kids have 10 years to blow that money. I mean, literally, they have to spend all that money and pay all the taxes on it. So, you know, you don't necessarily want to be doing that for, you know, leaving those types of assets. Whereas if you can leave life insurance where it's tax free, if you do that tax free money, it's all theirs. They can do whatever they want with it. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits to having that. Again, you have to be able to figure out, how do I pay for it, right? Where does the money come from to fund it, and what type of policy is? It can't be, you know, group insurance that expires when you quit your job. It can't be term insurance that runs out. And so there are some great new options, but people really need to educate themselves and find out what's out there. So that's something that if you wanted to take advantage of, look at those resources first at the toolbox. You know, check those out. If you want to set up a time after that, we can definitely talk and help you. But this is probably one of the most critical times, the biggest shifts we've had in the economy in a positive way.
Yes.
So you hear all the bad news. This is a positive. These are some great new options out there, some stuff I haven't seen ever before. So loving it, because we have so many more options for our clients. So again, if you want to get that, you can either text the word toolbox or you can just leave a message. Both of them would be 800-454-1184. Again, that number is 800-454-1184. Or you can request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer. So we're talking today about key questions that you should ask yourself to try to see whether or not you still need life insurance in retirement. Now, Eric, a lot of people who are trying to retire or who are retiring probably do have life insurance policies already in place. What should they be thinking about?
Well, you know, are the policies that they own, right? So that's one of the big ones. So like I mentioned earlier there, if it's group insurance or term insurance, I mean, term is something that literally is good for a term. Mm-hmm. So if it's a 5-year term, guess what? After 5 years, it goes away. If it's a 20-year term, it goes away after 20 years. Usually those policies, by the way, say you're paying, you know, $100 a month, most of them I find go up 10 times. So that $100 a month might be $1,000 a month after that. And so that's very brutal. And yeah, lots of times, unfortunately, I have these phone calls and discussions with people that will reach out to us and say, hey, you know, I've got this policy, it's expiring, I'm 78, you know, what should I get? It's like, not much, because it, sadly, lots of times your health may not be good enough anymore, but also just the cost would be prohibited. Yeah, that's the hard part is does this make sense for your situation? And so you usually want to have some sort of permanent insurance. You want to have something that's going to be there for the rest of your life. So again, there has to be something that isn't going to run out. If it is a permanent policy and you've had it for a long time, you want to get what they call an in-force illustration, I-N-force. So meaning the policy is not lapsed, it's in-force. And that'll tell you if they run it out from now till age 100, is it going to still be there? Because again, lots of times I have gotten calls with people who have cash value policies that are running out of money in their, you know, 80s. And lots of times it was because they saw a policy that was going to earn 7 or 8% every year, and then rates went down to 4%. And that changed a lot of things. It was great for your mortgage, but it really was not good for your life insurance. You know, so these are some things that to be thinking about is how to pay for these. How are you going to keep them going? You know, and then also is it trying to help your surviving spouse more, or is it trying to help the next generation? You know, so there's a lot to be said for when you're doing this planning.
That's what I was going to ask. Are there any other factors we should be thinking about?
Well, I mean, the probably the biggest one is the misuse and abuse of life insurance, I would call it, I guess. You know, some people like to call it the laser fund, or they'll call it LERP, which is like a life insurance retirement plan, or 7702, which is just a tax code that talks about life insurance. So they'll do anything to call it something that they don't have to use the words life insurance. So that way they can hide it, disguise it. And what are they hiding for? What are they sheltering by? Why are they making up these cutesy terms to not actually say what it is? It reeks of somebody trying to tell you something that's not and trick you into stuff, right? So be careful if anybody's trying to use those types of, you know, goofy terms. Life insurance can be a great tool. I mean, if you, especially the overfunded, we've used it a lot for clients where you put extra money in there. You fund it, you try to keep the life insurance part actually small, and you try to overfund it and get a bunch of cash value in there. And it can be a great tool that can actually pay a lot of tax-free retirement income. So, you know, there is definitely a great advantage to doing it. But the problem is you usually have to fund it for at least 5 years, and you usually need like a 10-year timeline before you start touching the income. But I've seen people where they say, oh, yeah, I'm going to start it in 2 years or 3 years. Well, it just doesn't have time to build up enough money and work. And why did somebody talk them into that? Well, because they got paid a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And sadly, that's the only reason. Life insurance can be a really critical tool. It can make really good sense for long-term care protection. It can, you know, make sense for tax-free income. There's a lot of great things, but again, it has to be part of an overall plan. If it's not, then how are you going to know if it's right for you? So, you know, again, with here at Heckman Financial, we've got this great thing where we've built this blueprint to worry less wealth. We typically charge $1,500, but we've been waiving that for radio listeners and podcast listeners. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, we'll set up a first phone call just to find out what your situation is. And then we'll go from there and we'll actually create that blueprint for you. That'll tell you where you are in terms of income planning, investment planning, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. And then we'll know what tools are right for you, what tools are wrong, and where you should be taking action and what things you should not be doing. You know, once you have that data, that knowledge, then it's so much easier to to figure out what you should be doing versus just taking what people say. Now we at least have some evidence to say, oh yeah, this makes sense for my situation. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric will explain what IULs are and how they work, if they could make sense for you. That's all coming up next. So stick around for more of Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Hi, we're so glad to have you join us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who is a well-known speaker and author, and he's here to give you guidance for everything that you do to and then all the way through retirement. He wants to help you worry less. We're talking today about questions that you need to ask yourself to try to determine if you still need life insurance in your retirement years. So, Eric, what we're learning today is that because your financial needs are different in retirement, so are your insurance needs, right?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, there's, like we talked about earlier, there's things where, you know, when you're talking about, do you owe money? Do you need to cover a mortgage? Do you have young kids? But then, of course, as you're aging and stuff, you don't have, hopefully, those young kids living at home. Hopefully, they've got, you know, at least you kicked them out if they hadn't moved out on their own, right? I got three sons, so yeah. They better not all end up being at my
back
house forever.
Back at your house, yeah.
Yeah, so, but then, yeah, there's other things like long-term care, retirement income, just tax-free growth of money. So there's a lot of other reasons that you might need to have the life insurance there that are very different from when you were buying it, you know, say in your 20s, 30s, or 40s.
One of the life insurance options that we often hear about is that indexed universal life, or IULs. So I want to talk about that. Explain to us how it works, please.
The original policies were kind of more like a 30-year fixed mortgage kind of thing. So that's the easier way to kind of show the differences. So when you're talking about whole life was where you actually invested in that company. So, you know, if you, like I started my career with New York Life. So if you owned a policy in New York Life, you literally owned kind of a little piece of that company and you were dependent on them for paying you dividends and giving you the money. Then in the 80s, E.F. Hutton, if you remember when they talk, everybody listens.
Everybody listens, yes.
So if you're old enough to know that commercial, they actually came out with first universal lives. And so these were much more like a variable rate mortgage where things were now, you know, kind of separated out more. With universal life, you have this cost of insurance that you see, you have the earnings that you see, and it's a lot more visible. But that was in the Jimmy Carter days, the high interest rates. And then once those rates dropped, everybody's like, whoa, that's not working so good. And then they had variable life, which was in the stock market. But again, you're trying to make this money be more guaranteed and grow. So those had so much fees and costs that, you know, finally everybody realized that indexing was the way to go. And so the big difference here is the universal life part, it means is you see the fees, you see the costs. So everything's kind of broken out so you can really see like how much is the cost of insurance, how much is the cost of running the policy. That's literally every annual statement shown to you, you know, for what all those costs are. But the big difference here is instead of your money getting a set rate from the insurance company or being based on the insurance company's performance, now they're making it off some stock market index. So of course, like S&P 500 is the, you know, main index that most people use. So say if the cap was 10%, what that means is they'll pay you anywhere from 0 to 10% if the stock market does that, from usually what they call an annual point to point. So if it was June 1st to June 1st the next year, they'll look back over that year. How did that money do? You know, how did that grow? And then they'll pay you anywhere from 0 to 10%. Now, if the market did 11, 12, 15, 20, whatever, you don't get that. You know,
you
only
get
10%.
Yeah, yeah.
But 10 on something that's guaranteed is pretty dang good, right?
Mm-hmm. So now
what happens if it goes the other direction, right? If it goes negative something, well, the neat thing there is you don't lose a dime. You just earn zero. Mm-hmm. But now you start it over, and guess what? That starting point's a lower starting point. Well, typically after the market drops, it usually will rebound eventually. And so, you know, now that you've got locked in that lower number, it's really easy to have a higher percentage gain that next year. Even if the market doesn't come back to where it was, again, it's only from, that's like a 1 year sprint. It's not a marathon. So you're just looking from year to year to see how your money did. And so, yeah, so these can be really good policies to earn some pretty decent money. That's the good part. Obviously has the life insurance aspect too. You know, don't forget that.
Right.
Right. So, yeah. And so typically there's a couple ways that works. One is you have a flat death benefit. So if you started off, say, at, you know, a $500,000 death benefit, if you build up $100,000 of cash value, it may still be $500,000, which means as your cash value grows, you're getting less and less life insurance. The other way is you can do it, you know, your cash value plus your death benefit. And so that those kind would be if you had $100,000 of cash value and the death benefit is $500,000, you know, now it's $6,000. So, you know, that's one of those things where, again, that's a cost item. If you're buying more insurance, of course, it costs more. So if you're trying to have that death benefit grow, then that may make sense. But if you're trying to get the cash value to grow a lot, lots of times you want the life insurance to actually be smaller, which sounds counterintuitive. But basically, the government said if you have too much money, because people basically in the 80s were being really abusive of life insurance, they were dumping in tons of money. They dump in like $100,000 into a $5,000 insurance policy at the time that was paying 12%, you know, tax free. Well, that was a pretty good deal. And so, but then the government's like, hold it. If you're dumping $100,000 into a $5,000 policy, this is not life insurance. This is just a tax dodge. So they do have these limits that say, okay, you have to have so much death benefit compared to your cash value. So, you know, again, there's little things, little nuances. What I find is a lot of people who sell these don't tell people these nuances. They don't tell them the pros and cons of how it's designed. And a lot of times they're designing it so they make the most commission for themselves, which, you know, again, is not the thing you want. So you want somebody who's more of a fiduciary advisor, somebody who knows this in and out and can design it for what you're looking for. So, you know, again, that's one of those things that, you know, if you wanted to set up a time to just talk and go over this, see if you know, the what some people call the laser fund or life insurance retirement plan or 7702, all these goofy names, it's life insurance, people. It's index universal life insurance. It's, you know, not the super great IUL. It's just a good product, good tool. But again, like everything, it's got its pros and cons. So again, if that's something you want to set up a time and talk, we can go through that and go over that for you to see if it makes sense for your situation. So, you know, if you want to set up a time, all you have to do is text the word visit, 800-454-1184. This could be, you know, virtual, on the phone, whatever. But again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So you kind of have taken us through, we kind of have a good idea of what's good and bad, but I don't know, can you want to go into kind of a list of pros and cons of an indexed universal life insurance policy?
Well, like I said, I mean, they can be really great, but what people forget or, you know, conveniently ignore and don't mention much or how, whatever terms you want to use. I mean, there's one guy who gave up his insurance license so that way he can have a radio show, print books, talk about life insurance, you know, endlessly, index life insurance. But his whole family's licensed and then they'll sell you the stuff. But since he has no license, he can say whatever he wants and get away with it. So, you want to make sure you're, you know, doing the right thing. I mean, I've seen some of their proposals that they had, and I sent it to their compliance at the one company, and they were shocked that they were using these things. And so, yeah, so you got to be careful of how it's being approached. It can be a great tool to build up money, but it takes time. It is not, you know, this is not, you know, some, you know, strike it rich or, you know, meme stock type thing. This is very slow. This is more tortoise than the hare type of thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, most of the policies are good after 10 years. You usually need to fund them for at least 5 years, maybe even up to 10. But if you're trying to get money and have great earnings and stuff after 1 or 2 years, the costs are just too much, you know, initially. So the costs get really watered down over time, but there are some upfront costs that happen. And so, you know, again, that's one of those things where it's all about expectations, right? I mean, if you're trying to use a tool that you know, is not designed. I mean, if you're trying to do 80 miles an hour in a golf cart, good luck, right?
Right.
I mean, you can try all you want. It ain't going to happen. So so if you're trying to make this be super high flying, it's not. It's going to be a slow growth type vehicle, but it can be a great tool to build up a lot of tax-free cash and be a really great source to do that. But again, you gotta know, have somebody who knows what they're doing, not somebody just sold your friends and then they're gonna be out of the business in 6 months or, you know, something like that. Somebody who's a fiduciary based advisor like we are here at Heckman Financial. So, you know, again, if you want to figure out, hey, what is all this life insurance things about? Should I be doing it? Should I be using it? You know, we'll give you all the real story and then you can decide, hey, is this for me or not? So again, if you want to set up a time to talk, just text the word visit 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman will be right back.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial for 28 years now, and he wrote the book Worry Less Wealth to open up our eyes to all the things available for us to have a remarkable retirement. And that's what the show is all about. If you want to get that book, you can request it online, or you can also request an e-version of that book as well. Of course, wealthcreatorradio.com is the website. All right, Eric, we've come to the time in our show. I'm going to give you some top five signs that you need a new advisor, okay? So if you're feeling like you, our listeners, are feeling like maybe you just dread going to your advisor, you might feel like your questions are going unanswered. Maybe you're bothering that person. So here we go. Top five signs you need a new advisor. And Eric, this comes from NerdWallet. Number five is, if your eye is already wandering, then you might need a new advisor. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, if it feels like things aren't working out or, you know, for whatever reason, you're starting to say, hey, yeah, this just doesn't feel right. You know, usually that's correct. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, listening to your gut is a good way to go.
Maybe it's time for a second opinion, something like that.
Yep, exactly.
So if your advisor only calls you when they want to make some trades, that's another sign that you might need a new advisor. Can you talk about why that would be problematic, Eric?
Well, it really depends also on how are they getting paid. I mean, if they're only calling you to move money around because they're going to get, you know, a new paycheck every time they're moving that money, that's really, really problematic. And I've definitely run from that advisor, you know, as soon as possible. There's one thing if they're just making some changes and tweaks, but really they should be calling you on a regular basis. If it was a bad time, if there's a crash or downturn and they did not call you, that is a serious sign for you to get a new advisor, because that's when you need to hear from them more than ever.
Right. Big time red flag. So how often do you think we should be talking with our advisor?
Well, really, I think that one is something that you need to kind of set those expectations up from day one. And I mean, some of my clients hate talking about money. I mean, they just they think it's painful, and you know, they'd rather not do it, but it's kind of like dentistry. They know it's something they got to do, so they'll go do it. Some people, you know, they only want to talk once a year, and that's already painful enough. And some people want to talk every quarter, every 6 months. So, I mean, I would say, you know, it has to be at least every year. But, you know, for some things, you might want to be checking in at least every 6 months. So, again, the biggest thing is, did you set up that plan? Did they ask you how often do you want to be meeting with people? And are they following up and continuing with that, right? I mean, if they haven't met with you for 2 or 3 years, oh my gosh, yeah, time for a new one.
Another sign that you might need a new advisor is if your financial situation is changing, but the advice isn't. Eric, what kinds of changes need to be happening with our money as we get close to retirement?
Well, I think if you're an adult and you're going to a pediatrician, it'd be very weird, right? I mean, you'd be very tall compared to all the other patients. And yes, they give you usually a lollipop or something, so that part's cool, or maybe a toy.
Yeah.
But it just feels weird, and you probably, actually nowadays, they'd probably think you're pretty creepy to even be there. So same thing with financial stuff. I mean, as you're getting close to retirement, if they're just saying, oh, just hang in there, or just hold on, or yeah, you know, we don't need to make any changes, but you're going to retire next year or 2 years, and they're not positioning assets to start having money come out, they're not figuring out a plan to where those money should be today to optimize the best income for you in retirement, those would be really big red flags that that should be changing as you get older. And I mean, obviously simple things like, you know, if you got divorced or married or had a kid or any of those things, you know, did they start talking to you about the new things that need to be taken care of, you know, during those life changes and such? So, you know, if they're not doing that and they're just kind of giving you the same stuff, well, you know, we were talking about robo-advisors earlier. Maybe that's what you should do, is have somebody like that and not be paying them. But I would then really start looking for a new full-service advisor.
That's why it's really important to have that right person helping you.
You know, you can have an accountant for sure, but the accountants, again, are usually focused on trying to save money and lower taxes today. So sometimes I have accountants tell my clients, hey, you should be doing this. And we look at their plan and go, that would actually end up costing you more taxes in the long run. Are you sure you want to do that? There's different types of planning. There's different types of reasons. Lots of times, though, hey, we should be doing some Roth conversions, and we should be looking at that and have your accountant run the numbers. And, you know, we could see if that makes sense in your situation. So, you know, there's a lot of things where you can work together with those other professionals. And really, whoever's your financial advisor is now, if they're not working with your other professionals, if they're not looking at your tax return every year to see how things are playing out, that's a sign that they're really not doing a very good job. They really should be looking at all that. They should be checking your beneficiaries for you. They should be, you know, looking at the tax return every year to see if it's working with your plan. So if that's something that you want to take care of and you want to get a second opinion and say, hey, how are things? What would things be like if I was working with somebody else? How's my advisor doing? What does it all look like? You know, one of the things that we're doing here for our radio listeners is we're waiving the planning fee. So our $1,000 to $1,500 planning fee is not there. We're going to first and foremost just find out what you're worried about, what's your concerns, and then we can build you that blueprint to worry less wealth. We'll show you what plan you have now, that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan. We'll go through that blueprint to worry less wealth, show you the path you're on, tell you what's good and bad, what things you might want to change, and then it's up to you if you want to take action and use us or do it on your own or do it with your other advisor. But really the big critical thing is getting that information first. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, give us a call and leave us a message at 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric advises his clients by helping them preserve their assets, increase their income, and reduce taxes, just like he's talking about today. So we are giving you the top 5 signs that you need a new advisor. Number 2 on the list, Eric, is your financial advisor does not listen to you. And that seems like a pretty big problem. So, Eric, how do you make sure that your clients know that you hear and you understand their concerns?
Well, I think women probably run into this more than anyone, but there'll be some advisors that literally will only talk to the man and ignore, you know, the other half of the family there. That's not right. So if you're getting that feeling, definitely you need a new advisor. If you're asking them a question, they should be responding to you, answering your concerns, not just blowing it off and just moving on. And, you know, if they seem to keep doing that, I would ask them directly. And if they still don't give you a good answer, then yeah, it's definitely time to find somebody different. And they really should be finding out what your concerns, what your goals, you know, where do you want to be in 3 years? What do you think things are going to be like? And what would you like your life to be like? And, you know, if they don't know those things, how are they going to help you get there?
And finally, our number one of our top five signs you need a new advisor is you're afraid to call your financial advisor. Eric, what advice do you have for someone who feels like they might be bothering their current advisor when they have questions?
That's really silly. If somebody's got that kind of feeling, because that means that advisor has not made him feel very welcome. I mean, really, our clients are truly friends and family kind of thing. I mean, we're there. We help them do a lot of stuff. And we'll talk to them about all the different little things and their pets and all the, you know, their trips and things like that. And sometimes people do actually call me up and say, hey, I don't know if I should bother. And it's like, no, I want you to call me. You should be asking those questions. And if you're feeling like that person's not going to want you to talk to them or feel scared to talk to them, then it's time. They're not giving you a good feeling and they're not really there for you. They're causing that feeling for some reason. So that's time definitely to make a change.
What would you say to them about getting a second opinion, Eric?
Well, I think that it's just so critical. I mean, just like if you had a big ailment and, you know, scary medical diagnosis, you're going to get some other people's opinions, right? You're going to find out, you know, what should you be doing? And, you know, you're not going to just hopefully go on to Yelp and read, you know, all the bad reviews or something, you know, reviews are so sketchy if they're real or not anymore, right? You want to talk to somebody who's a professional and you want to talk to somebody who can give you real advice. And, you know, that's one of the things we can do for you is we can help people, give them that second opinion and say, okay, here, let's run out your plan. Let's see what your income plan looks like. We will go through it on our system with you to make sure we know it's correct. And, you know, we'll look at those investments. What's the risk level that you have? And is it appropriate? And do you even know what your risk level is? You know, what's the tax plan that you have? And is that being done well or is it being ignored? What are the healthcare issues and how are you going to pay for all those costs? And then lastly, who's getting your stuff and are things set up right? You know, once you can see all that from another pair of eyes, it may be sometimes I've literally had people go, hey, they're doing great. They're doing a good job for you. Not anything we can do. But there's a lot of people where it's like, wow, no, there's some changes you should be making. And did you know about this or that? And, you know, and that's the kind of info you really need to have. So again, there's no cost right now for radio listeners. So if you want to give us a call and we'll do that blueprint to worry less wealth, give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Wealthcreatorradio.com.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Remember, you can text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184 to get this digital toolbox from Eric, including his book and other wonderful educational materials about retirement. Now, Eric, you and I often discuss challenges and risks in retirement. And so I thought we'd bring another story about someone who's experienced some obstacles in retirement. We call it a financial fail. So, Eric, what do you have for us today?
Well, this one's more of a, I guess, a compilation is, you know, probably the best way to say it is sometimes people, for whatever reason, they just think they should go for it or they don't realize how much they're putting in one spot, right? And I have one client that he's like, okay, all I need is like $50,000 more for Bitcoin and I'll get that house in Pismo Beach and be moving. Well, you know, then, of course, Bitcoin tanked huge and that he ain't getting that house anytime soon. And then I had some other clients that said, hey, and you know, at the beginning of 2022, they said, hey, we've got some extra cash. Let's go for it. They must have looked up every high risk tech stock that you could possibly buy. I'd never seen somebody lose money so fast. I mean, they had 80% losses on several stocks and, you know, just kind of, you know, huge things. And, you know, and then same with companies, you know, with people who work at, you know, at a certain company and, you know, they'll sit on that company's stock just thinking it's going to always be great. Then it dives down and then they're getting close to retirement and now all of a sudden they don't have all that money. And so we all know you're supposed to diversify, but sometimes it doesn't sound fun, right? Especially when something's shooting up a bunch. I've got one client at Apple who we've just always been selling off 10 or 15%. And Sometimes we sell off 10 or 15 and it shot back up. So it was great. But sometimes it also went down and it was good that we did it, right? So, you know, you really should never have more than 10% of your overall net worth in any one, you know, investment, you know, if it's a stock or Bitcoin or whatever it is, right? And, you know, unfortunately, people still do that. And, you know, you want to have some tools, you want to have some education out there. So again, get that toolbox. We got a lot of great things about how to find the right balance, how to make sure your money lasts. You know, those are obviously big ways to not fail. And then you can even read the book, Worry Less Wealth. So again, if you want a copy of that toolbox, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can download or link to it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. Wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.